Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, and we have a series of great guests on there. None better than the gentleman we'll be talking to very shortly here tonight, another exciting program with Dr. Dan Beeson. But I am, of course, Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And really important, especially when we do these shows with prominent guests like Dr. Beeson, is that if you can't listen live, you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Very simple. And punch in the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. You'll get every single show we've ever done. And, of course, all of Dr. Beeson's shows are the second Tuesday of each month, and that's why we're talking to him tonight. And let's go to him right now. Dr. Beeson, how are you tonight?
Doing fine, thank you. Good evening.
And good evening to you. And I'm just getting home, to tell you the truth, from Adventist Medical Center, where I heard one person you probably know pretty well, Dr. Alan Goldhammer, great speaker and a graduate of the same place you graduated. Dr. Goldhammer is, of course, a chiropractic medicine physician, and he gave a decent tonight on food, what to eat, what not to eat, and just goes to show you that you can take care of your body if you really want to.
Well, that's true, and I'm glad to hear that he did a good presentation for you guys.
What do we got going tonight that is on your mind that I'll start you out with that that's kind of important? I know we've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about what great care you get in your office, and we'll mention that again. We've talked about some legislation that's going ongoing. We've talked about being very careful as we go into the spring months and people being a lot more active. Anything that stands out to you that since we haven't talked to you for a month's time?
Well, at first I'd like to start out with this, with Medicare. Chiropractic's been in the Medicare government system for 42 years, and it's came in with a very limited coverage for our senior patients. And we're going to make a drive to try to change that in this next Congress. And so I'm asking, we have a petition drive to get started, and so I'm asking everybody that's listening tonight who hasn't to go to www.acatoday.org/equality, and that's for the American Chiropractic Association petition drive. So it's ACA, so it's www.acatoday.org/equality. And it's very simple, name, email, and zip code, and it's all very private, and you'll be contacted that you've registered. And by now, I'm proud to say that Oregon's number 3 of all 50 states in the number of petitions being raised, and so Oregonians are deeply involved in trying to make sure that we get better coverage for, and I could say senior patients on Medicare, but that isn't, there's lots of people on Medicare that are not seniors because of disability or their parents are disabled, so there's even younger people receiving that kind of service that's very limited, so we want to get that changed.
Very good. That was a great way to start the program. Let me ask you a kind of a follow-up to something that you touched on there. Dr. Beeson, it certainly would seem to me like Oregonians in general really care about their health. That you see, you know, we have a tremendous amount of people on bicycles here, not always in the right spots, but I admire them for bicycling. We have, you know, people running. We have people skiing. We have people, all kinds of people walking groups, which is, as you've alluded to, is so healthy for your body. But we seem to have a population that's above the rest of the country. when it comes to taking care of yourself.
Well, I think Oregon lends itself to that. We've got such great choices for all kinds of activities. And the most thing about activity is motion. And obviously different sports have different ways of stressing the body and the cardiovascular system and the nutritional requirements, the amount of calories we burn. But if you get back to one of the things that I view as a chiropractic physician, is that motion is dependent upon every joint in the body doing its particular function properly. And when it's properly functioning, then the muscles are protected, the muscles work right over or around that joint, and you get this fluid motion. But joints can become traumatized and stuck, fixated. Vertebrae can actually be misaligned. And when that occurs, it shuts down good neurological function and good joint function, and those joints will break down over time. There's no need for a joint to break down. And a classic example today, my last four new patients have all been in the Medicare arena, age 65 or more, except for those few I spoke about. And here we had a young man today, 68, and he has three good discs in his neck, and he has four or three discs that are 75% dried up and desiccated and not there. And so you go, well, is that old age? No, he's got three that are just as old as the others. He has three that have been working for 68 years and three that have been stuck. They don't move, therefore they dry up without the imbibing of fluids, because motion of the discs is what keeps them healthy. So he's had a collapse of these discs. Now we've got to try to realign the vertebrae, get them moving, free up that set of joints so we can keep them from deteriorating any further. So motion is the key to every joint in the body, both physically in motion and neurologically.
I asked you this question last month, and I got a ton of listeners which wanted me to ask you this each month. They kind of enjoyed the question, so occasionally you'll pick up a good question from me, but what was the most common of the people you treated for injury in the last month's time? What's the most common injury that you've been treating?
Well, we're about one-third auto accidents. People who obviously sitting in a stop sign and get rear-ended, or driving down the highway with somebody out of control, rear-ending them while they're going 50 miles an hour. So about a third of our population have those kind of injuries. Several industrial injuries where people have strained or fallen at work or slipped. And then I get the weekend warrior. They've overdone, and that could include the weekend gardener. They went out and started doing something they do once a year. For example, they get out the rototiller or they get out the rope starter on the lawnmower and start pulling on an engine that didn't want to start, and they do some repetitious things and strain the tissues, but they've got some underlying problems. Most underlying problems are kind of dormant and silent. Then you put some stress on them and they really come out. So again, a lot of people don't realize that they've got joints that aren't working right, because you can have joints not working right and they're very silent. In other words, they're not painful until they really get stressed.
I'm hearing more and more people, and this happens to me about every 6 months, but I'm hearing people say they happen frequently, those proverbial cramps in your legs in the middle of the night where you just get up and I can't see the listeners, Dr. Beeson, but I can hear them. They're all nodding their head up and down. Those cramps in the middle of the night where you got to just holler and scream and you wake up the whole neighborhood practically, and all your pets and everything else, and then when you stand up for a while, they go away, but they are tense.
Yes, well, a majority of those are caused by deficiency in the electrolyte balance of potassium, magnesium, and calcium, of the three majors. 80% of the population are deficient in magnesium. And, boy, we administer a lot of magnesium at the clinic. Number one, it's involved in 2,200 enzymes in your body. and muscles require it to allow the calcium, magnesium balance to let the muscles work, and it lets the nervous system work properly. And so the first thing I would throw at cramps in the middle of the night is magnesium or calcium magnesium that's balanced. And if that doesn't quite handle it, then you throw in potassium, and that should handle them.
What food carries the most potassium?
Well, potassium, you know, bananas have a good source. The problem is if you're really deficient, you got to eat 10 bananas a day. But
yeah.
all your melons, the watery fruits, have a certain level of potassium, but bananas are heavy. And if you're eating your fruits and vegetables in a good balance, obviously, they're talking about, you know, 8 to 9 up to 14 proportions of fruits and vegetables a day, which the average American doesn't quite get to. It would give you enough. A sad note is I just was studying that 30% of the population, their best antioxidant they get in the day is from their coffee.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, that's a staggering statistic right there in itself. Yeah, yeah. What is the best way that you see probably a lot of patients, because it's I think, you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it's epidemic proportions in this country, high blood pressure. What do you, you know, that may not be what they're coming in for, but you see it, obviously. Best thing to do for that?
Well, I see elevated blood pressure and also a high pulse rate, and your blood pressure and pulse rate are generated by your nervous system reacting to how healthy you are reacting to the environment. And so a healthy body with good elastic tissues and not being under a lot of stress should, you know, have a normal blood pressure. Now, here's the funny thing about blood pressure. If it's high, the body's created that blood pressure for a reason. It's reacting to the amount of stress you're under, or it's reacting to the poor health of your arteries. So if it has to raise the blood pressure to get the blood flow to the various, all the tissues in your body, it will do so. So just lowering it with a medication is not the brightest thing in the world. It is what do you do to get the body healthy enough that the blood pressure goes back down on its own? And for a lot of people, it would be improving the health of their arteries, antioxidants, and then using those tissues and, you know, a mild, light workout where, you know, you're exercising so you get the capillary flow going again and get the body working. But the nervous system is a part of that. And we find that adjusting and releasing the mechanical nerve pressure at the top of the spine, the atlas to the skull vertebra, many times helps normalize blood pressure.
Let me ask you, you talked about the weekend warrior, you being a friend of mine. It doesn't affect me doing this program because you're so awesome on it. But we both love golf, both of us. The weekend warrior is out there golfing. And is it safe to say the golf swing is somewhat of a unnatural motion? And we see, you know, we now see so many serious back injuries coming from golfers. And the other part of that, too, is we now see so many professional golfers, because they can make so much money, they travel with a team, and included in that team is their chiropractor.
Well, that's correct. And I will say this. The golf swing to a healthy spine that is balanced and in alignment and pivoting and rotating properly is not harmful to it. Now, these pros, they hit a tremendous amount of practice shots, and they use a great deal of force. But again, if the vertebrae are all functioning right, it will not cause a problem. But what happens? So there's an injury, it doesn't get corrected, things are not moving quite right, and that will then allow things to deteriorate and break down. The unfortunate thing in our average let's say, a hobby golfer, they are not in the greatest health. Their spine is not functioning properly. They do everything in the world to adapt to what they have for physical problems. So they alter their swing, or their swing's not a good swing. And they compensate for their problems to the point where now they are causing problems. So, but I'll go on record. A healthy spine swinging properly will not break down and deteriorate. It's made to turn and pivot.
We'll change gears here a little bit and talk about your office, which is tremendous customer care right down the line. But I'm hearing more and more people say that they're not making a connection, you know, especially when their own doctor retires, as an example, and they have a new doctor, and they say that connection is not there. You know, talk a little bit about not only giving proper clinical care, but you've got to have a great bedside manner, in my opinion, to succeed as a doctor.
Well, you know, I think you're talking about good communication. And so you want a doctor that, you know, listens to what the patient either says verbally or has written down on the form. So one of the first things we do in the office, once one of my staff has taken somebody through the intake information of a health record, then we immediately, as a physician patient, sit down and verbally go through the written document and add to it. And it's just getting a really good communication with the patient on what their needs and wants are. And then we go after a good exam off of that. 80% of your history will tell you what direction to go in the examination. And the examination then rules in and rules out. And one of my things I do during an examination, I kind of do a talking examination most of the time because there's a staff member recording my findings. And so I talk out loud and I give it, you know, this is positive, this is negative, this means that. And we just keep the patient abreast of what's happening as I go through the exam so they have a good idea of where they are. We still may end up with some laboratory things, blood work or x-rays, and we may not have that all back the first day. We have in-house x-rays, so we usually get that back that day. And then we try to do a really good job of report of findings on what we found. And what we do as a chiropractic physician is so different. Everybody's used to just taking a pill for this or that. You have to remember, I fix every pain that comes in my office because we eliminate the problem, and the pain goes away because the problem's not there, not because we block it somewhere in the nervous system with a chemical drug. So we really get on purpose of finding the cause of the condition. And the patient's got to understand what they have, because you don't fix everything in one adjustment or one therapy or one exercise. But we try to put together a good estimation of relief care, corrective care. And if somebody goes through the corrective care, they usually always follow on some kind of maintenance. So again, you know, you're right. Bedside manner, I understand. It's about really understanding what the patient's needs and wants are and then seeing if you can fulfill them.
How are we doing with our health care in the United States?
Oh, gosh. The last number I saw, and I mean, it's pretty accurate, I think. We're around the 35th among nations in health, and yet we develop 98% of all the technology in the world in this country, and we spend more. I think we spend three times more money than anybody else of any countries. And it's really gotten down to we spend a tremendous amount of money on medications. The average person in my age group is on 14 medications. That's that person between 65 and 69. Believe it or not, I had two new patients this week that have used chiropractic all their life. They're in their 70s, and neither one were on medication. One was 84 years old and not on medication.
Wow.
But I see lists of medications up to 21, 22. After you get up to about 24, nobody can take more than 24 drugs a day. But believe it or not, they're handing them off. They're like that. Oregon's one of the most abusive in using the medications for pain relief in the senior folks with the opiate derivatives. It's terrible, and something's got to be done about it. People want to get off medications, and yet the sad note is with our Medicare patients that I spoke earlier, they have very poor coverage for trying to use things like chiropractic that are drugless and get to the basic cause of the joints working correct.
And along those lines, you know, people on the medications, at times, they're not on, you know, maybe the best medication for that. It compounds the problem. You know, it's a lifestyle to be involved with chiropractic medicine. It's just not a stopgap. Is that safe to say?
Well, you know, you can use chiropractic any way you like. I have people that show up just for relief care, and that's their choice. Give them good relief. Let's say they treat 4, 5, 6 times. My gosh, the joint's already functioning better. They are pain-free. The pain usually always goes away before the condition's correct, but they're happy. They're able to return anytime they want to. But there's a lot, a majority of the people that present in our office, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to get it corrected. They go through a corrective care program and then go on to maintenance. I just saw several patients this week that have been maintenance patients of mine for 42 years. I see them once a month, and they're doing really well.
That is tremendous. I love that comment there. You know, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. If somebody wants to just have one question answered, but they're going to continue with you, is that possible? How do you handle that? Do you ever have any meetings at the Wellness Center, Dr. Beeson? Talk a little bit about that as we go out tonight, and give us address and phone number.
Okay. I'm proud to say we've been in Selwood for 42 years. We overlook Oaks Park there on 13th Avenue, 7215 Southeast 13th Avenue. And the telephone number is 503-238-7025. And I make this offer to any of my patients, friends, or relatives, and we'll just extend it to this group of yours. And that is, someone can choose to do a consultation with me either in person at no charge or by phone, and I can answer questions. I'm glad to do, I've done that for all my years in practice, because there's just still a ton of people that do not understand what we do or why we do it. And it's, most of the time it's very simple to answer questions. So I will do that. We can get people into the office almost any time during the week. I have an associate chiropractic physician helping me at all times, and he covers the off hours. We have a naturopathic physician also on staff and an acupuncturist, and three licensed massage therapists. Proud to say we've been in Selwood 42 years, and that we provide a great service. I'd like to say, I used to be able to say we were a drugless clinic. A naturopathic physician with his license can dispense medication in the pharmaceutical realm. Again, he's a physician that tries to do things naturally first and turn the medication second.
Obviously, a final comment from you. This is a great vehicle to get information out. That's why we want to spread the word and increase our listenership. We've been doing it 5 months. We're growing like crazy, but we can always stand more listeners. And you really enjoy doing things like this, don't you?
I do. And, you know, for years I did a weekly lecture in my office, and I don't know whether I pooped out or the patients pooped out. You know what I found? This is a new generation, and we're getting ready to gear up some educational lectures that I used to do and probably put them online on the internet, YouTube. We're looking at some different things, little short statements of how things work, probably on the internet soon. So that could be our next step. I'm proud to say we just put in some new software that is very visual. I can take someone's lumbar spine on x-ray and take those x-rays and put it into, I would call it not a cartoon, but it's a, you know, it's a mocked-up model of a spine, and I can misalign it and create the degenerative problems, put the herniated disc in there and show how we make the corrections. So that's a wonderful new visual aid tool we have on the computer.
Technology is wonderful if it's used in the right way. Great job tonight again, Dr. Beeson. This show is very popular. We have a lot of listeners. As I said, there's always room for more here on Blog Talk Radio. There is no limit, so don't worry about that. We're never sold out, so that's very good, too. Have a great month, and we'll talk to you again the second Tuesday in the month of June. And boy, by the way, time flies.
It sure does.
Very good job tonight by Dr. Dan Beeson. He is the maitre d', the machismo of the Beeson Wellness Center there in Great Selwood, overlooks Oaks Park. What an awesome thing he does on this program, and he's awesome with his patients. You can talk to every one of them. They are very happy and all that good stuff. So thanks for listening tonight, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night at 10 p.m., and we'll talk to Dr. Beeson the second Tuesday, as we said, in June. Thanks for listening, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws.